Yeah, did ours too.
It wasn't paved until probably, I'd say in 1946 or 47.
Wasn't paved till Jeff was a baby, and he was born in 59. 59, it was dirt roads through there, and there's hills this way and hills this way, and part of the time you could not go to the right, you'd have to go to the left because you couldn't get by this way. Now that hadn't been, well, he's 43, I believe, yeah, 43. Now that's been that length of time that the roads were, you know, not paved or anything.
Was it considered to be part of town up there, or
oh,
was
no.
it a little bit, it
no,
was
no,
outside
no.
of town?
It was not in town, not, it was just in the county, in Fulton County. And Roswell was once in Cobb County. I know you remember that,
yeah.
don't you, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
Alfreda was too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, when I got married and moved, I moved to which is in Roswell, and at that time, and that was in like, oh, I guess that was 54, one side of the street was in the county and the other side of the street was in the city. So they had to pay city taxes and we didn't have to.
Really? Wow. And now you don't know where one place ends and another one starts.
No. No.
So do you remember any of your teachers from school?
I do. I remember my first grade teacher.
Wow.
You do?
Mrs. And she was the sweetest thing. She was, you know, the used to be a very prominent family in Roswell.
Did they have a drugstore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One worked at the drugstore, one at the bank, and one in the Roswell store. There were several of those men, the Roswell. And I went to school with one of the girls, Neil. She was in my class at school. And this was my teacher, was her grandmother. And at that time, you know, you had to buy your own supplies. Well, Miss had a basket. It was about that long, about so wide. She had tablets, she had pencils, she had everything you needed.
Aww.
Because if you got to school and didn't have a pencil or didn't have what you needed, she had it for you.
Oh, good.
And she was so sweet. She was my first grade teacher. But then I don't know how many years before, and when we were up in, oh, 5th or 6th, 7th grade, when school was out, we'd go to somebody that we knew that was just ahead of us to get their books, you know, get
yeah.
used books to
yeah.
use for us to use, because they weren't bad or anything. They
right.
were taken care of. And then they were cheaper than having to buy new books.
Yeah.
So we got busy and got out and found books but I don't know what year that was. I don't know. And we did not have an auditorium at school, but there was an auditorium downtown over the drugstore and the general store upstairs. That, you know, that, well, whatever, I don't know what I was talking about now.
Yeah, auditorium.
Auditorium, yeah. Auditorium. And I remember going there to the movie when it was not a talking movie. We never did get to go to the movie very often, but we could beg our daddy long enough and hard enough that he'd take a bunch of us and walk, which was a good little ways to the movie once in a while, not often. But then there was no auditorium at school to have plays or anything. And if there's anything like that going on, you had to go down there to perform.
Wow.
Sure did.
So was that the auditorium where you would have like graduation from
yeah.
high school?
Mm-hmm.
Now what was that like? Did everybody get all dressed up?
Oh yeah, you got all dressed up, but we did not graduate in that auditorium. We graduated in the First Baptist Church, and I don't remember why that, because heretofore, you know, they used that more for some reason, I don't remember. But we used the First Baptist Church in Roswell for our graduation, and I don't know what. Of course, you was going to Milton when you finished, weren't you?
Yeah, I graduated from Milton.